Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for This Week in Tech is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. This is TWiT, This Week in Tech, episode 71 for October 1st, 2006. Netcast Expert. This Week in Tech is brought to you by Dell. Check out Leo's picks online at twit.tv/Dell. And by Showtime. Showtime presents Dexter, a killer new series. It premieres Sunday, October 1st at 10, 9 Central with replays all week. Or watch it on demand anytime, only on Showtime.
And we're live at Podcast Expo. Hello, everyone.
I should say Netcast Expo, right?
Doug Kay is here from IT Conversations. He's going to hand his tiara off to me a little later on.
Absolutely.
Last year's Podcast Person of the Year. And if you should fail to succeed in your duties, you'll be I'll be runner-up. Yes?
Okay, thank you. Yes.
Actually, Doug has some big announcements. We'll get to that in just a second. Also with me, Steve Gibson, another TWiT from Security Now and GRC.com. Sitting next to Steve Gibson, the great Scott Bourne from MacBreak Weekly and the iLife Zone. He's also
Hi, everybody.
A great Aperture expert, AperturePodcasting.com and PodcastingTricks.com. And what we're going to do today, before you give it off, keep the microphone, what we're going to do today is talk to a lot of podcasters, as many as we can in half an hour before they take this stage away from us. Podcast Expo is the gathering of the tribes for podcasting. The second year we've done it, about 2,500 people. We've taken over a small part of the Ontario Convention Center. A lot of booths showing podcast software, podcast hardware. Broadcasters General Store is here, and thanks to them, we've got audio on this podcast.
Which is really handy for a podcast.
It certainly makes a difference. Mm-hmm. They lent us their Alesis Multimix 8 Firewire. What would you say, Doug Kay? You've been podcasting longer than anybody on this panel, longer than anybody except Christopher Lydon.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
What would you say is different this year about podcasting from years past?
I think, last year it was still new to everybody.
Right.
I think those of us who have been in it. I think what I'm seeing today is people who are podcasters and have been podcasters and can be considered veteran podcasters.
A whole year.
I think that's it. That's right. I mean, some of us are here for the second time.
Wow.
I think it's, I think at least for our little club of 2,500 people, we are mainstream.
It does feel like a club, though, because you see the same faces.
Right.
In fact, one of the things that kind of surprises me about this is a lot of people here promoting their podcast to other podcasters. Mm-hmm. And really what we need to do is promote it to people who don't know about podcasting, right?
Right, right.
I mean, it's great and you want to get the word out, but these are the last people that you'd probably say, hey, I have a podcast to. Scott Bourne, you also a longtime audio guy. In fact, you come from, as I do, and I think Doug too, from Real Radio. Scott was...
he's got that voice.
He does.
That radio voice.
Do the thing you were doing. Scott Allen, is that... Or Alan Scott?
Al Scott.
Al Scott. He was a DJ. Go ahead. Let's just hear a little bit of the Al Scott.
Okay, we're going to go back in time to the days of AOR Radio, and this is the Al Scott Show. We got a brand new one coming at you on WNAP Stereo 93. It's the Deep Purple.
Anybody from Indianapolis recognize that? Yeah, a couple of fans there, including Elvis Poultry. You're from Indy, huh? That would be your only excuse for dressing in a chicken suit and singing Elvis songs.
I got to tell you, I never met anybody in a chicken suit in Indianapolis before.
Well, you just have to go back. Apparently, it's very big now.
Things have changed since the days of Radio Leo.
You were doing streaming radio before anybody.
Yeah, in 1994, we launched a company called Net Radio. We used Real Audio 1.0. We delivered music to folks on 1,200 baud modems, and it sounded like your Aunt Edna singing in a toilet. But we had an IPO and made a lot of money and got away with it. But, we wanted to do what's going on now, Leo. We'd have the bandwidth. We didn't have anything like RSS. We did deliver information on demand through a company called Pointcast, as you and I discussed last week.
You did Pointcast?
We did Pointcast. We took Net Radio, attached it to Pointcast. So technically, That was the first podcast, if your criteria is audio delivered on demand, and that was done in 1994.
And if you don't use the word pod.
And you can't use the word pod.
Well, and that's one of the issues. I certainly raised that in my keynote. And if you go to the Twit site, you see I don't say the word pod anymore. I say netcasts you love from people you trust, and that says netcasts everywhere. Am I crazy? Is this a quixotic attempt? You know, Scott and I are kind of thinking, you know, Scott and I have actually talked about maybe we should trademark this, maybe we should pursue this, maybe we should get an industry group to own it, to protect it.
Well, you want to prevent anybody else from grabbing it and using it and then, you know, doing an end run.
Russell is here. We'll talk to him in just a little bit from Podcast Ready. They're one of the sponsors of it, but they're also of the show, but they're also one of the people Apple, they're the people that Apple sent that famous cease and desist letter to.
Yeah.
Now, did you get one?
Oh, wait, yeah, Ray Slikinski is here. Ray is actually the guy who created iPodder X,
right?
Which was the first really good podcast client, which got put out of business by iTunes.
Pretty much.
But then they went after you the name, too, right?
Right. Well, we got a cease and desist order, well, almost a year ago. And what they did within the letters, we had an iPod pretty much on the logo. It was changed a little bit to look like a transistor radio. They forced us to remove that. The iPod, as part of the name, had to be removed. But also, we couldn't just drop the I and make it Podder X.
Oh, that's interesting.
We had to remove Pod from the name. So this is nothing new to me. This is something well over a year ago.
Now, people say to me, well, they're not going to go after podcasters. In fact, Apple, in its letter to Podcast Ready, said, we're not going to go after podcasters. And yet, I was talking to Russell from Podcast Ready yesterday, and he said, well, in fact, they do go after podcasters. There was a podcast called Pod Golf Fit, podcast only. They weren't selling services. They weren't selling hardware. Got the letter from Apple, said you got to drop the name.
Here's what I think happened with Podcast Ready. Podcast Ready, my understanding is they filed a trademark application.
Right.
Now, when you do that, you're attracting attention,
yep,
and you're forcing Apple's hand. They must defend their trademark.
I understand that.
So you're really not giving them much choice in that case.
Well, but what the issue is, are they trying to trademark Pod? And they apparently are. The word pod itself.
Well, I think you simply in a situation that they are
they have a choice.
Forced, in order to maintain any trademark, they must continue to pursue it.
Well, and what I think is what they're doing is using the cease and desist and going after something like MyPodder or iPodder that sounds like iPod, but in the same letter, also trying to get you to remove Pod.
Right.
I'm not sure if they have much legal ground to actually get you to remove Pod, but they have it to remove MyPod and iPod from the name.
The point is, Ray, they have to ask.
Right.
They have to put that in the demand letter.
And nobody,
standard stuff.
And nobody has caved except for you, Ray.
But No.
A lot of people have
not
caved.
Not the only ones.
A few have caved.
iPodder, which is now called Juice.
Lemon.
It used to be iPodder Lemon, now it's called Juice.
Yeah.
Got the same letter.
So let me ask the podcasters here. Should we find a new name, or do we stick with podcast? Stick with podcast. No, raise your hands. It's audio. You have to teach these people. Say, should we stick with podcast?
Yes!
Should we change to something else?
Yes!
Should we use netcast?
Yes!
Can't win.
I think it's going to be podcast.
I think it's staying podcast, but I don't doubt that in the least. And as I said, I'm not trying. I don't. By changing unilaterally, I know nobody's going to... I'm like Audie Murphy charging over Hamburger Hill saying, come on, guys! And nobody's following.
No one's following you.
Well, you started off by asking, am I crazy?
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Yes,
right?
The answer would be yes. But I just feel like it doesn't serve us. Anyway, that's certainly one of the things we're talking about here. Another thing that everybody's talking about is monetizing podcasts. We are, as you say, a mature industry now. Mm-hmm. People are taking ads. They're looking at ways of monetizing. That's certainly one of the things. And there's a lot of new services. Now, you've got one, Doug Kay, Gigavox, which is the company that you've formed. It's kind of the umbrella company around IT conversations. You have announced something really cool, and a lot of podcasters will be interested in Levelator.
That's right. Starting, when are we going live with this show?
You're looking at me now?
Yeah, when is this show launched?
I'm going to get it out as soon as I can. Probably Saturday.
Starting sometime, hopefully Saturday morning at gigavox.com.
By the time you hear this,
otherwise, I'm in deep trouble. At gigavox.com, you will be able to download for free a copy of The Levelator.
Levelator.
The Levelator, I guarantee, will make all your podcasts sound better. And it's free, and I guarantee that on a double your money back guarantee. If you don't like it, I'll give you back double what you pay for it. But what it does is it goes in to your show and it levels out all the long-term variations, such as we're talking here, and we have different people at different levels because of the mixing situation, it'll smooth all that out. If you've ever done an interview with uneven speaker levels, if you've done a phone interview, it'll solve all those things. We've had this problem in our production department for many years. We've had some internal tools. We finally decided to publish those tools and make them available to all podcasters
It levelates them.
I'm going to tell you that I know that your Levelator will be out before this podcast is out because I'm going to use it on this podcast.
All right.
Now, it is my initial reaction, I looked at it, I said, oh, it's compression. It's not compression.
No. Yeah, limiting is very short term. You know, get the spikes out with a limiter. Compression is moderately short term. It acts within a few seconds. The Levelator works over periods of many seconds. What we're doing in there, we're going in and making a loudness map of the entire wave or AIFF file and deciding where the changes are and then going back in and doing individual RMS normalization for each segment.
That's what I was going to say. Smart normalization.
Yeah,
I think that's something we need.
And we can do it because we can do look ahead and we can build that map. We can do things that you cannot do in hardware because we have infinite look ahead.
You're also going to offer a service that you're using right now to build IT conversations. That's coming a few months from
now. Yeah, we have a new, our real business is the content management system that will be available for all serious and large podcasters, you know, anybody who has a little bit of a budget to pay for it. And that is a complete...
Why are you looking at me?
Yeah, really.
And this is a perfect example of a change that's happened between this year and last year. Now we're talking about perfecting the podcasts that we're making. I remember last year people were saying, how do I do one?
Right.
I mean, we haven't been a very good example of the answer to that question here.
What people at home don't know is it took us about 4 hours to set up the equipment.
Those questions have been answered. People are able to make the podcast now, and so now they want them levelized.
Right.
So this is the new Gigavox, a services business.
Yeah, we've always been a technology company, but because we've had some strong content, IT conversations, people thought of us as a content company.
Right.
So giving out the Levelator, and I see the author of it, Bruce just sat down there, we're giving it out there to try and get the message across that we really are one of the premier podcast technology companies.
You may say so.
Thank you.
Say that, Doug.
I've just said that, yeah.
Also here, I notice it's not podcurrent.com. Ray Slikinski's a little gun shy. He's calling it popcurrent.com. Tell us about that.
Popcurrent is a site to solve actually the problem of promotion of your podcast.
Hallelujah.
What you were talking about before is that podcasters are currently promoting to other podcasters, or at least the people that know about podcasts. So the iTunes podcast directory, you already have to know sort of what a podcast is in order to start checking those out. So we're trying to reach out to the rest of the world. And by doing so, we have a site very much like Dig, uses the same model where you either pop or flop a particular episode. So podcasters can submit an episode up to the site and people rate it, and it goes up to the best of page or to the hot nail page if it's new and popular, and people can see it that way. But the interesting thing is that we don't say it's just podcasts. We have categories like talk and video and books even. So we have some cross-pollination in between people from MySpace, people from YouTube that are coming to the site that have no clue what a podcast is but are coming for a band, but see their podcast just below that entry, and they click it, like it, and then possibly subscribe to it, and now they know what a podcast is. So we're trying to reach out to that other group.
There's a lot of people here, I think, who are recognizing that's the next step for podcasting. We've got to get people to see it, to find it, to know it exists.
New markets. Yeah.
I think we're plateauing a little bit, frankly. I think we're hitting...
I think that we're hitting that where...
We got all the people who can figure it out.
All the early adopters have already adopted.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what we're trying to reach out to is all those people that are on MySpace that are using the system to find bands, but now we're kind of bringing that out from MySpace and getting people over into podcasts, see the YouTube video.
That's a great idea. Well, we'll be on it. I know most of you guys will want to be on it, too. I think that's really important. Thank you, Ray.
Thank you.
And thanks for iPodder X, which was equally important.
Now, just one quick thing about iPodder X. I've been promised by August we will release something, Transistor. It will come out soon, I hope, by the end of the year.
Good.
Just to satisfy all the fans that still use the software, we've made some great strides in supporting new file types, OPML type subscriptions, so you can subscribe to the Leo channel that has all the feeds.
That's great.
It's got some great features that iTunes can never match.
Well, that's another issue I raised, is that we are so iTunes dependent, that is in the long run not healthy.
We are going to release it with just, you know, software bugs. We're like Microsoft and Vista. Eventually, we'll come out with a software package that you might want to use.
Nobody's like Microsoft and Vista. Thank you, Ray Slikinski.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hey, hand the microphone over to this other guy, because here's a face I haven't seen in so long. Martin Sargent. Oh, my gosh. It's so great
to
see
everyone.
His podcast is Infected. And that's actually the name, not the problem.
Maybe PooCast would be a better name for what I do.
And you're part of the new Revision 3, too.
Yeah, I am so part of Revision 3. Infected is part of Revision 3. So is a new show that I got up there called Web Drifter, Martin Sargent Web Drifter, which is actually a pilot that was commissioned by Comedy Central, which got turned down. Thank you.
Who needs Comedy Central?
Who needs it? Because we got Revision 3 now. So you guys can all go up there right now and watch the first episode of Web Drifter.
What's that about?
Web Drifter is the premise is Martin Sargent, I've been surfing the internet doing nothing else since the Clinton administration, and I finally finished it. And I don't know what to do with my life anymore, so now I'm going to retrace my steps. Only this time I'm going to do it for real. I'm going to go to the physical locus of every website and go behind the website.
That's a great idea.
So in the first episode, we go to alexchu.com. Behind that, he's the guy who invented the immortality rings, of course.
Right.
And
which is the secret to Martin. The fact that
look at me.
Has not aged one day since the Clinton administration.
Seriously. Yeah. Look at this. I feel so youthful.
Compared to me? Why are you pointing at me?
All of you. I thought this was supposed to be new media.
You know,
ARP.
We are we are the old guys, aren't we? That's fine. I don't mind. It's great to see you, Marty. Marty came here last week. And it turned out there wasn't an expo here, so he decided to come back.
And, but the parking was free.
Yeah,
I'm an early adopter. What can I say?
A little too early.
And I've never left. I've been living in the parking lot for a whole week waiting for this thing to start.
Marty, it's so great to see you. Things are going well.
Things are going real well. Okay. Things are going great. I'm very excited about this new medium, as I'm sure everyone here is. It's just great, you know, having tried to work in the Hollywood machine for a while now and doing okay. I'm making it a little bit, but to be able to sit at my kitchen table with my friends with less than $300 worth of equipment and still reach a huge audience, that's the future, man.
It's
great to be here with you guys. So thank you very much for the opportunity.
Martin Sargent.
Check out Web Drifter and Infected on revision3.com.
Hey, thanks, Russell, guys. Come up here, Russell, for a second. I want to talk to Russell in just a second. But I do want to mention, while Comedy Central sucks, Showtime isn't so bad. This podcast is brought to you by Showtime. You're excited about Dexter, aren't
Dexter,
you?
Dexter, yes. It really looks good.
Have you seen the ads for this?
Actually, I have. And you know what I really liked was the fact that they had the ladies from the L Word saying that, you know, if I would be interested in a guy, it would be Dexter.
He's a psychopathic, dysfunctional serial killer who happens to work for Miami Homicide. He's a forensic investigator.
I thought he used to work for Tech TV.
He's a serial killer, and he only kills bad guys.
He kills other bad guys.
Yeah, the guy.
It's a black comedy, I think. But you know what I like? It's the guy from 6 Feet Under.
The guy who played David
on
6 Feet Under.
So the premiere is Sunday, October 1st at 10 p.m., 9 Central. Replays all week, or watch it on demand at any time. To subscribe, call 1-800-SHOWTIME or go to SHO.com. And we thank Showtime for the support of this podcast. Now, let's say hi to the folks from Podcast Ready. Russell, and how do you say your last name?
Holloman.
Holloman is the guy who got the Apple letter. congratulations, Russell.
Well, thanks.
You're a cause celeb here. I noticed that you're still calling yourself Podcast Ready, that you haven't taken the pod out of your name yet.
No, we haven't.
What's your plan?
Plan is just keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know, we've had a lot of success in the last couple months.
You're a sponsor, the major sponsor of this
show. We're a sponsor of the show. We have a lot of Podcast Ready enabled devices out there on store shelves right now, trying to introduce, you know, a whole new group of people to podcasting.
So so it's a hardware device?
Well, no, it's a software package that can be added to a hardware device.
I see.
And MP3 manufacturers are preloading it on their devices so that when, you know, a new device is sold, a new potential audience member is born.
And what do you get? Does it automatically download podcasts?
What it does, when you first connect your device, it contacts our server, it gets an initial subscription list of podcasts.
And is Twit on that list?
It will be by the time we get done with this. That was the deal, right? Anyway, So it's
it wasn't the deal. I want to say you absolutely do not have to. In fact, you probably shouldn't, because people who listen to Twit can figure out how to get it. You should have MommyCast stuff that, you know, people who are not technically literate might want.
Reality, it's actually a mix of half and half. Half of it is mainstream, and half of it is, not.
Right.
Are you able to change that actively? So it's a constant.
Alex Lindsay is here, by the way, from the Pixel Corps. Yes. Go ahead, Alex. Sorry. So
you can decide what that is. It just checking into the server and then getting whatever the server tells
it should
list.
Be the. No, the list is actually dynamically built.
Right.
You know, based on the device or the source.
One of the things we are going to do, you do have a software program. It's written in Java. It runs on Mac and Windows. You've said it'll go on Linux
right,
soon.
They're porting it to Linux right now.
And so we've made it. One of the things we did last night when we were talking, I said, can I please have a customized Twit version I can put on the website? People can click a link. Again, this is, I don't have anything against iTunes. iTunes is the best thing that happened to podcasting, but also now in some ways the worst thing because it's so dominant. I want people to come into my site and simply say, click this button, download this software, it'll automatically download all our podcasts, and you can listen on your computer or put it on an MP3 player. So we are going to start doing that.
Right, and the way it works is when that software gets activated, it will be it'll get your initial subscription.
Right.
So later on, you can change it. If you change your feed or if you add a show,
that's cool.
Then the very next download.
And it'll be free, right?
Absolutely free.
Okay, so I think that's neat. And it is actually an issue for Linux users. Mm-hmm. Is that not true that it's a little... Well, you're a Mac... you're a Mac user too. Randall Schwartz is here. He's like a geek and a hacker and a podcaster. He does the Geek Cruises newses. But I think Linux is a little tough to get podcasts downloaded on. So it'll be nice to have a Linux client. So work on that, would you, Russell?
Absolutely.
And what can we do to help you in your fight against the evil empire? Never thought I'd say that, did you, Alex Lindsay?
That's sacrilege. You're going straight to Apple hell.
Well, I mean, you know, what can you do? I don't know.
You've got lawyers.
As far as that's concerned, I just think it's really important that people understand that it's not just because we filed for a trademark in the device space. It's anybody who's filed a trademark.
It's
it's content or anything else.
We were talking to Denise Howell. Denise Howell is a lawyer, IP specialist, who is the host of our next podcast, This Week in Law. We were talking to her yesterday, and you and she both agreed that in all likelihood, Apple has retained a law firm just kind of independently to be sifting through all the filings. And whenever one shows up, they press a button and out comes a letter and they send it to you.
Probably so. Yeah. Because I've seen other letters.
Yeah, they're all the same.
They're pretty much the same. They just change the category titles and that sort
of thing.
That's great. So, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Thank you very much, Russell. We really appreciate it. Yeah. Scott Warren, you know a lot about trademark law. You have an opinion on this?
I do, but I want to jump in here real quick about one thing I think is remarkable. Now, if you look at the Twit podcast, if you look at all the tech podcasts that, you know, the top 25 or 30, like half of them are Twit podcasts. And yet you're still a guy saying, even though I'm in all these podcast directories on top, I still think we got to get out of this. I just think that's pretty remarkable, because that shows that your message is not because you're hurt, it's because they're
hurt. In fact, Apple, I ought to thank Apple. We have a Twit artist page. They've been very good. Scott and Peter here somewhere. I asked them to be on the podcast, but of course, it's hard for them corporately to come
on. They can't say anything.
They can't say anything. But I have the deepest respect for them. I think the iTunes people have been very good to us.
Very good.
All around. It isn't for me, I'm saying this. You're exactly right,
Scott.
It's for everybody.
Because all the Twit podcasts are on the top of the directory.
Yeah.
So it's a statement against interest.
Yeah, well, yeah, if I were competing, but I'm not competing with all these people, and that's the point, is that we're all in this together.
I think Leo deserves a hand.
Oh, please, now. I think one of the things that we should be lobbying to do is get Microsoft to step up. You know, obviously, and this may even be the intent, by being active in this space, Apple has, in effect, said to Microsoft and any device maker, better not use the word pod. And if you buy a Zune, we played with a Zune yesterday, and you know what?
It's pretty cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
But guess what? It doesn't say podcasts on it.
Right.
It can't.
Right.
They would be foolish to do that, because you know Apple's lawyers would be on them right away.
If only it wasn't brown. If only it wasn't brown.
You know
what?
I bet the brown looks good. But anyway, I want to say that. And so I understand Apple's point of view, but we got to get Microsoft to put an aggregator into Vista. Zune's got to have great podcast support. It doesn't yet.
The bottom line is one of the reasons we got into podcasting was so that we had a lot of ways to get to viewers or listeners and so on and so forth. And the problem that we have now is it's suddenly gotten back to
it's funneled
one outlet again.
And people perceive it as Apple. They perceive it as an iPod, and that's
right.
great for those who have an iTunes and an iPod,
right.
But it's not so good if you don't.
And no. I think Apple has to be almost overly careful about making sure that they really take care of making sure that smaller podcasts are really well positioned and pushed,
right?
Because then you don't get this kind of backlash or as much of one, as much
right.
worry.
Right. Let's talk to some more podcasters. There's so many podcasters here, and of course, as I'm walking around the show floor, everybody I see, I say, come on over, and we only have about, I don't know, they're going to throw us out soon. Only a few more minutes, but let's say hi. Yeah, I'll get you, Robbie. Calm down. Poor Robbie. He's looking at me because last year he didn't make it either. He's been waiting a whole year to be on the podcast, but I want to talk about Neophyte. Ben is here. Ben, introduce your partner from Neophyte.
Yeah, it's Ben Friedman and Tiffany Young.
Hi,
Tiffany.
How do you do? Nice to meet you.
So it's kind of it's another tech podcast, but an interesting twist on the tech podcast.
It's a tech show for beginners, and it's a debate show. I'm kind of the geek, and you know, if it's got LEDs and blinks, I like it generally. Tiffany's more of the realist, so she'll tell you if it's actually worth money or not. And every day, 5 days a week, we record a new show, and it's a new gadget, whether it's an iPod or whether it's whether it's a media player. Whether it's a coffee maker or a new vacuum or anything, any new bit of technology, we'll talk about it and see if something's worth the money.
Kind of like the Consumer Reports.
That's a great idea.
Do we still use podcasts?
You can use any word you want. It's okay.
Internet TV.
Yeah.
So what we try to do is we try to reach the general media that's not over the top techie. So we're able to talk about things such as vacuums, like Ben said. And I can say, Ben, you know, he's like, oh, it's so cool. It's got this Whirlpool suction.
And you've got the real world point of view.
And I'm like, are you kidding me? This is a joke vacuum.
And you know, it's all your fault, Leo, because 6 months ago I called your show and said, hey, I love your podcast. What should I do if I start one? And you said, start one right now. You'll be rich in 6 months.
Oh, sorry.
Where's my money, Leo? Where's my money? That's what I want
to
know.
Don't forget to watch Dexter on Showtime, 10 o'clock. I'm sorry. Hey, good luck. It's great to see you. Thanks for coming by.
Appreciate it.
And come on up here. We got Craig Severson. Why don't you come up here? Robbie, you come up. Come on, Robbie. Don't be shy. Robbie is the youngest podcaster here. Am I wrong? No, wait a minute. I met a 5-year-old podcaster earlier. Like, podcast with his family, though. Robbie, how old are you?
14, I'm
14.
15 in November.
How exciting. And you're part of the Teen Podcast Network?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Teenpodcasters.com.
Teenpodcasters.com. How many of you are there?
We started with 75, and we recently renewed membership, and now, unfortunately, we're down to 30.
But they're all doing podcasts?
Yes.
I think that's great.
That's very cool.
Isn't that exciting?
That is really cool.
You see all the time teenagers are doing web pages. Isn't that great? Yeah. But it's really neat to see that also media, rich media like video and audio, this is your natural tongue. You're completely comfortable with it,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So,
now, the last time we talked, you were kind of taking time off from the podcast. Have you gotten back?
Yeah, I still am a little. I'm just trying to – I'm working my way into TPN, starting to do new projects, stuff like that.
That's neat. So if you're a teen podcaster, teenpodcasters.net or com?
Net.
Com. Com, not net.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Robbie, I got you on. Hand the mic over to the video grunt. Craig Severson is Grunt Media.
Yes, sir.
And you're doing, have you ever seen, isn't this the best video podcast ever?
Yeah,
this guy is so great. Really inventive.
I got to pay you another $20 if you keep doing
that. No.
But I bet, Twit doesn't own me, but I do look forward to watching some Showtime programming on my new Dell laptop that I bought securely with my Visa card.
You know, while we're mentioning that, you might want to visit Dell.com/Twit. This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. I don't want to sell out that big. We'll put a commercial in later. How about that?
My next show is going to be This Week in Grunt.
Twig would be good. Hey, why not? You do have a podcast grunt. You're starting to do audio as well as video.
Yes.
And this teaches people how to do it, right?
Right. I'm trying to explain. With PodGrunt, my attempt was to explain what a podcast is to my mother-in-law. And she got it. So it works. And I don't use any scary abbreviations in this explanation. But my whole point is to explain complex things very simply in video files that are less than 5 minutes long.
Excellent. It's a beautiful podcast.
Thank you.
Highly recommended. Hand the mic over, speaking beautiful, to my newest twit, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to introduce Denise Howell, who is a very well-known legal blogger and the host of the new Twill, which is done, but if Leo would just get off his duff and put it out, it would be out there. Welcome, Denise. It's nice to meet you.
Hi, it's great to be here.
Yeah. We're excited. Tell us what Twill is going to be all about.
Twill, This Week in Law, is going to examine issues, much like you often discuss on Twit, legal issues that relate to the technology world. We're going to have a semi-irregular panel of folks who are going to join me, including Ernie Svensson, who writes the Ernie the Attorney blog, Kathy Kirkman, who writes the Silicon Valley Media Law blog, and is a partner at Wilson Sonsini in Palo Alto, and John Palfrey, who's a professor at Harvard Law School and the executive director of the Berkman Center for Internet and Society there. So we've got some really great folks that are going to weigh in on this stuff who know a whole lot about it, and there's me kind of wrangling them all. And our first guest, once that show gets edited and posted, is Hank Berry of Hummer Winblad, who's a venture capitalist and also the former CEO of a little company you may have heard of called Napster.
Yeah, that's Hank is fascinating. That's a really good interview. A really good panel. I look forward to getting that out.
Yeah, we're real excited about the show.
As soon as I get home, Denise.
Yeah.
No, it's great to have you on board the Twit Army. Are we allowed to continue? Is Bonnie around? Bonnie, I have how much more? Ten minutes?
10 minutes.
5 minutes? Ten seconds.
Ten.
20.
20.
Yay! Thank you. Thank you, Bonnie. And thank you to Tim Berkwin and the Podcast Brothers. Tim has a podcast of his own, which is really great, and with his brother Emil, and then, of course, is the organizer of this event.
Right.
Very kindly, they're letting us occupy the stage a little bit longer because we had quite a bit of a technical snafu. Franklin Harris, why don't you come up here since he was the guy who helped us.
Helped
if you hand off the microphone, Denise,
yep.
Thank you. Frank is with techfile.ca, and we're recording on your Adderall, so
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, let's hope it works.
Yeah, you're in trouble if it doesn't. Well, actually, you won't because nobody will know.
That looks good.
No one will know this existed.
The amazing Twitch 71. There'll be 10,000 people who are here who saw it happen. You won't believe it, but it's lost forever to the ages. You know, that's a good...
It happens.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe that's not a bad idea. We could lose all the episodes.
An urban myth.
Yeah.
An urban myth twit.
Yeah. So tell us about TechFile.
Well, we're still producing, doing our interview.
We're
still alive.
We made it this far.
We went on a little bit of a hiatus for a while.
A slight pod fade.
That's right. Yes. I had some family commitments I had to take care of, but they're back, and I'm still doing my thing, interviewing podcasters and trendsetters in IPTV and podcasting.
It's a great show. I've been on it many times.
Numerous times.
In fact, Steve and I in our hotel room. Wait a minute. Never mind.
Twice in a hotel room.
Yeah. Hey, Chuck Tomasi's here, too. Chuck Chat, come on up, Chuck, because I'm trying to get all the great tech podcasters on, too. Chuck Chat is another one of those podcasts that's been around for a very long time. How long have you been doing Chuck Chat now?
December 2004. Some Friends in Tech lapel pins for you, gentlemen. Oh,
tell us about Friends in Tech. It's a network of tech podcasts, yeah?
Friends in Tech is a loose-knit network of friends just out to have a good time, cooperation, camaraderie, and work together without any real strong commitment of got to have a show out every week, got to have postings on the blog, but it just comes naturally, organically. We're having a good time and we enjoy it.
So say we all. Ronald D. Moore this morning.
They're all over there.
You see them?
Sea of black shirts.
Sea of black,
over there.
Yeah. as Vin Scully would say, a sea of black. So, one of the things I talked about this morning in the keynote was, we are all in cooperation with each other. There's not, you know, we're not yet at the stage where we have to say, boy, Chuck's success is our detriment or anything like it. There's a vast sea of listeners none of us have reached yet, and anything we can do to reach that sea of listeners.
Although I do have a story to share with you, Leo. I was doing an audio tour at EAA in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, the great fly-in they do every year, and I was interviewing the pilot of the B-1B bomber that was parked there, and he said... I said, could I interview you for an internet radio show? He goes, oh, podcast? He knew what a podcast was, which is a good step. So the word is getting out there. Just a quick show of a clap of hands, applause for our armed forces people that are out there.
Yes, you bet. Working hard.
And he said, do you listen to Twit? And I said, listen to it. I've been on it.
You know what really scares me is the number of air pilots who listen to Twit. I get email all the time.
And you realize they're listening to Twit on, while they're flying.
Some of them are listening right now in the air, flying a plane. Please, pay attention.
Look.
No, I got an email from a Qantas pilot the other day because we were talking about whether you could bring laptops on. I said we've eased those restrictions. In fact, I got a number of messages from pilots who said, you know, it's okay now, or we have some limitations. At the time, Qantas wasn't letting you plug in a Dell or a Mac because of the exploding
batteries.
Yeah. And I think they've eased that a little bit now. It's not quite...
It's not that enforceable anyway. I mean, Virgin told me I couldn't, and then I did anyway, and
how
no one
they
said
know?
Anything.
No,
yeah, they don't even know whether I was what kind of computer I was using.
Yeah, so. Yeah, exactly.
Well, the exploding batteries... How many exploding batteries did you hear about a year ago?
You know, all of a sudden, they're all blowing up. What's
exactly.
the deal?
Exactly. What are they using? Organic animal parts from China in these things? Is the electrolyte?
It's a fat-driven battery. Well, thank you, Chuck. Appreciate your support. Hey, can I get Matt up here real quickly from
ChuckChat.com.
ChuckChat.com. ChuckChat.com. ChuckChat.com. We owe a lot to CashFly, who provides bandwidth for some of the TWiT podcasts, including the variations of TWiT, the not... AOL provides bandwidth for the MP3 version of TWiT and has since day one. But when we started doing originally we were doing AUG, AAC, and low bit rate MP3s via BitTorrent, and that proved to be real. I mean, if podcasting is hard, BitTorrent's worse.
Yeah.
But CashFly stepped forward and said, you know, you can use our service, and we're very grateful. In fact, many of the new podcasts we're launching, including This Week in Law, will be launching on CashFly.
I appreciate it. I mean, it's weird because... you guys are definitely one of our more popular netcasts. I mean, we do Dignation, all the Revision 3 shows, and it's weird. Every show you add, your traffic just goes tick, 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 tick.
Yes! So. Yeah, and actually, you're hosting the new Windows podcast with Paul Thurrott, Windows Weekly. You told me the other day it was half a gigabit a second.
Yeah, about 550 megabits a second or so you were pushing.
I don't know how we do that. That's amazing. I don't know how you do that. That's really amazing. We thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I really appreciate CashFly. CashFly is one of the really great organizations. They stepped forward when Revision 3 didn't have enough bandwidth to get its, you know, system. The new system came out,
yeah,
and everything crashed. And Matt and CashFly came forward right away, and so we really appreciate the help. Who else? I've promised this guy, Craig, push him up here. I promised other people a chance to get up here, and I can't remember who I invited up.
Podcast 411.
Oh, podcast. It's Robert Walsh.
Yes.
Rob Walsh. Oh, my God. I don't know what you look like, so I didn't know it was you. This is one of the great
podcasts.
You've
only heard his voice.
I've only heard your voice, Rob. It's nice to meet you.
Most people just say you don't look anything like I suspected, and then they make a really weird face.
You know, that's something radio people have put up with for years. Right,
yeah.
Scott? It's a really depressing thing. We meet people, and they go, oh, gosh, your voice sounds so much better than you look. It's a depressing thing. Well, you've been doing, how long have you been doing Podcast 411?
December 2004.
Long time.
Yeah.
And you've interviewed pretty much everybody.
All the keynotes here, plus all the podcasters of the year, and quite a few other podcasters that people probably never have heard
of.
That's
really neat.
And that's the best part, is the ones that people have never heard of.
Did you do Rob Moore, who did the keynote, the Battlestar Galactica keynote?
Yeah, I had Ronald on in
Ron,
May.
Ron, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, and he was really fun to talk
to. Wasn't that a great keynote? I mean,
that was neat.
I've become a fan of Battlestar Galactica.
And for
really
Eureka
great.
People, I just had Colin Ferguson on from Eureka, who does a podcast for Eureka. And
so they're starting to get the message that this is a great way to market, to get the word out.
And especially to that sort of audience.
The geeks.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, they know, don't they?
Yeah. Colin, he was actually going to create the podcast on his own. The Sci-Fi Channel found out about it and said, oh, no, we'll help you. We'll send you the same recorder they send Ron Moore.
Neat. You're kidding. That's neat. That's really neat.
But he gives a lot of good behind the scenes.
Yeah. It's fun. Well, what Ron does basically is what you would get on the DVD, you know, but the day of.
Right.
the director's commentary.
Well, and probably more authentic and real, too. I mean, if he's, you know, got... cigarette in one hand and booze in the other, and
I may tell you those Cylons, and I hate them.
You know, you're not going to hear anyone really criticize their a certain scene in a DVD movie.
He mentioned he was smoking, but what he didn't mention he mentioned my interview was that people were sending emails wondering what he was smoking.
Yeah.
And it is cigarettes, for the record.
I'm sure it was. Not that we would encourage that behavior among the young people.
That would be Nate and Di, if you want to hear that other.
Nate and Di, they promote it heavily?
A little bit.
So what's next for a Podcast 411?
I want to have Denise on.
Good.
Now that she's got a podcast. I've been waiting for her to do a podcast.
Yeah.
With Denise for over a year.
Have you? Really? Oh, that's great.
Matter of fact, when I did the interview with you, I recommended
Well, that's how I found Denise.
That was one of many.
One of many. No, a lot of people suggested Denise Howell, and yeah, we're really glad to have her.
I actually have another podcast at IT Conversations that's called Sound Policy, so you could have interviewed me before, Robert, but that's okay.
We'll I forgot. Yeah, you were on IT Conversations.
That's right.
Right.
But actually, your name just came up in the legal panel here at the Expo. Dun, dun, dun. No, in a very good way, that you're actually putting release agreements for your guests and things up as an online form. Is that right?
No. What I do, every interview I do an audio release. At the start of the interview, and I say, you know, I'm now recording. We're not yet in the show. When I say welcome to the show, we start. I edit heavy. At any point you want to take something out, you tell me. Otherwise, everything's fair game. Feel free to start over. And that's the beauty of audio editing.
Right.
And that it's not live. And because sometimes I do interview companies. I've had Podshow on. I've had Yahoo on. I'm trying to get Apple on. And you want to make sure that they feel comfortable when they're on the show. And when you do the editing, that you don't get sued at the end for making it not what it was.
Right.
Which would be Bob Parsons from GoDaddy. They definitely took advantage of that opportunity to ask me to take things out.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So now Denise scared the pants off. Well, no, she gave me the willies. I'm sorry. I don't want to be because I was at her lecture yesterday about all the legal ramifications of stuff we do, and we haven't protected ourselves in any form or fashion. I didn't ask you for a release before I put you on here. I don't edit a thing. Whatever you say goes out. And so if anybody has a problem, please call Denise Howell because she's our new counsel.
And just remember, we have no money.
We have no money.
We have no money. Don't bother suing anybody.
Speaking of which, I'd like to remind you, this podcast brought to you by Visa. If you are... Actually, it isn't. I think we're done with the Visa thing. So forget I said that.
Yeah. MasterCard.
No, don't say that. But it is brought to you by Dell, and we do want to thank the folks at Dell for providing us with support for the podcast. And remind everybody, we've got some great picks on our website at twit.tv/Dell. That's the Leo's Picks page. And if you're buying a Dell, visit there first, and then go through there, and then everybody will be happy, including me.
Especially Leo.
Especially me, twit.tv/Dell. We thank them for their support of this podcast. I think we're gonna wrap things up. We're running out of time. It's been really great. Thank you, Rob. We'll look forward to the next podcast. 411 podcast, the number 4, #1, #1
.com.
.com.
That easy.
It's just that easy, ladies and gentlemen.
And it's going to stay podcast 411. Although I did register blogcast 411.
Oh, did you?
When Microsoft was going around about blogcast. And then there was Nanocast?
Yeah.
Yeah. So every 6 months, people want to change a name. And then GoDaddy has this big spike in domain name registrations. And at the end of the day, the only one that gets happy about the name change is Bob Parsons.
It's all a conspiracy on Bob Parsons' part to get the names changed. Well, I didn't register net anything, so, and you don't have to either. If you want to read Denise's blog, it's a really great legal blog. What's the URL for that?
That's at bagandbaggage.com.
And you have a Vox blog. It was great. I was looking over Denise's shoulder at the Podcast Academy yesterday, and she's blogging. It's really great. It's really neat that you can just
Yeah, it's fun. I use that basically just to throw up YouTube clips and things.
We saw a great clip. Tim from French Maids TV showed that was a hysterical clip.
It was. It was an NBC promo.
From YouTube.
From YouTube that NBC is uploading intentionally to YouTube to promo its shows. And it's so funny and it's so great and, you know, a model for anybody in the corporate world who wants to see what a good, funny, compelling promo looks like.
Well, self-mocking, and that was what was great about it. It wasn't self-serious. Yes. It mocked itself, and that's really important. I think that's kind of part of the culture here is we don't take ourselves that seriously. And when that big network executive comes on and takes itself seriously, that's ridiculous.
And Tim will be a guest on it, and I just interviewed him, so he'll be coming up on the Podcast 411 in about 2 weeks.
It's a really great podcast to listen to. It's like kind of the actor's studio where you really get to hear the behind the scenes. Scott Bourne is at, let's make a little announcement. What do you say?
I'm very happy to announce that the iLife Zone, which you've maybe heard of or not, is now formally part of the TWIT podcasting
network. We're very happy to have you, yeah. iLife Zone is a great podcast, yeah. explains. It's kind of a it's for beginners a how-to podcast on using.
It's
the
very
iLife
how-to oriented. We're slow on punditry and news, high on tips and tricks, and
high on production value.
High on production values, and of course you can catch me with Merlin Mann and Alex and you as we do Mac Break Weekly every Tuesday.
Which
we're supposed to do this coming Tuesday, but you're not going to be there, so I'm going to have to do it myself.
It's another new podcast. I've added like five podcasts today. So I just can't stop. Alex Lindsay is from the Pixel Core, and if it weren't for you, half of these podcasts wouldn't happen. So I thank you.
Well, we
including this one, by the way.
The good half would not have happened. We have a lot of fun playing.
Yeah.
So it's
PixelCore.com.
That's correct.
And Steve Gibson, we're going to see you on Security Now. We've got one actually. As soon as I'm done here,
in the can,
it's done. It's going to go up.
Number
episode 59, all about parallels. Of course, by the time you're hearing this, it will have already been up. Don't confuse me.
Oh, that's right.
Don't confuse me.
That's right.
It's confusing.
It's a podcast time warp.
And we really want to thank everybody who sat through all of the technical difficulties getting
you
this running. There would be no podcasting without all of you as podcasters. It is really a pleasure to be part of this community. Another twit.
This Week in Tech.
Is in the can.
Is in.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody. We appreciate it.
Servers dead. This Week in Tech.